Iceland and Hawaii have more in common as visitor destinations than you might imagine. Volcanic islands whose drawing card is their natural beauty, facing the challenges that accompany a robust visitor industry. Olaf Atladóttir is the Director General of the Icelandic Tourist Board, Vice President of the European Travel Commission. She's in town to deliver the keynote address at the 2017 Global Tourism Summit. And we asked her how a visitor destination can keep itself on a path to continued growth.
Destinations, they need to define both on a national and a regional basis. They need to define what their area stands for. What are the area's characteristics? Mm-hmm. What sets it apart from other areas? And mainly they have to reach into the heart and soul of the area itself and the people that live there to define what the offer is that they want to offer. I think that maybe until the last decade, many destinations, and perhaps Iceland among them, mm-hmm. was very busy in getting themselves known, out
sure.
there. So they were very busy defining what the visitors would want, mm-hmm. without maybe thinking enough about what the destination itself would be comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is maybe a pivotal moment for tourism when people start realizing that. And that is something that we are realizing around the world, and sometimes painfully in destinations.
Sure.
As for example, the residents protest or you get a backlash, environmental backlash or something.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that you base your niche group or the people that you are inviting, because you're always inviting people to your country,
mm-hmm.
and you base it on real characteristics, and you also set some rules about the responsible behavior of your visitors, because they have to abide by them also.
Mm-hmm. It sounds as if you've paid a great deal of attention in your country to what makes you unique.
Well, in my country, we are fortunate in that it's pretty easy to define, because we are, like Hawaii, we are an island in the middle of an ocean. We are, very fortunate with our geology. Since we are on the top of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, we are a young island geologically, which means that we are sharp.
Mm-hmm.
We have sharp mountains. We have, big waterfalls. We have glaciers. We have geysers. We have volcanoes that erupt every 3 years or so,
mm-hmm.
3 or 4 years. And so it doesn't, for us, it's not maybe so difficult to define that from a natural point of view. And Iceland is a nature destination. However, I think that, for example, if we go down to the regions of Iceland, because tourism can be a really, really beneficial economic activity for rural regions, for example, around Iceland, and a big boost to the economy, and not least a boost to the people that want to live there and maybe need more of an economic incentive to be able to do so. And these regions have often sat down and defined themselves, trying to figure out what are their specific characteristics, what sets them apart from other regions
mm-hmm.
in Iceland. And I think that is the interesting development that we've been seeing for the past, as I say, past decade or so.
Far greater attention to the specifics of a region.
Yes.
Rather than just sort of saying, come and go on vacation here.
Yeah, because I think that destination, because one of the things that we're seeing around the world is that people travel.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem that you need to try and get people to travel, as it was maybe in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sort of define yourself from your own characteristics, as I say, and you can go down into regional aspects of that, and even into small regions. I mean, in Iceland, we have a very small region that is focusing a lot on backcountry skiing, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And this would perhaps not have been possible 10 years ago, before this big surge in international travel. So I think this gives us opportunities, but of course it gives us challenges too.
We're seeing a whole different kind of international travel, it would seem, in recent decades, where people are much more interested in the local culture than they used to be. We've seen that in Hawaii, certainly. Mm-hmm. True in your country as well?
Yes, and I think it comes with, because traveling for pleasure is not perhaps such an old thing. You know, it's not very many generations that have, in general, been able to travel for pleasure. It was sort of the aristocracy in Europe,
sure,
in the 19th century.
The Grand Tour.
Yes, the Grand Tour. And maybe it's, you know, it's become more easy and easier and easier. So now we're seeing a generation, perhaps my generation, and definitely the younger people, mm-hmm, who look upon travel as just a part of their life's quality. And they're seasoned travelers. They're knowledgeable. They know what they want. And one of the things that they want is to be able to get to know the people in the destination, because perhaps the people that live there are tourism's greatest resource.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, even though it's interesting to see beautiful places, you're always visiting somebody's home. And I think that the seasoned traveler, the person that sort of knows about traveling and knows how to behave responsibly also, mm-hmm, that is what they're looking for. It's this immersion, or at least, even though it's maybe a bit of a faux immersion, but it's, you know, having this feeling of being in real contact with other people and seeing how they live.
The kind of traveler that you're describing now doesn't necessarily want to go to a full-service resort where they are pampered 24 hours a day and, in a way, are cut off from the country around them. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that these groups that I was describing, yes, I think that that is maybe true in general.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also think, and this I base upon both my own experiences as a traveler and also what I see around, you know, in Iceland, where we have the rugged highlands, where you go into the highlands, you spend time there, and there's, you know, there are not a lot of services there. So I think the pampering part is always sort of maybe in the back of the mind of, mm-hmm, of a lot of people, and certainly for me, you know, after
sure,
you know, spending a lot of time being a bit dirty in the highlands,
mm-hmm,
it's really good to be able to go pamper yourself somewhere. But however, I think that people that are interested in other people in other countries' cultures, I think that these closed off resorts, I think that they maybe hold lesser part of interest for them.
To say the adventure traveler, the so-called eco-tourist?
Yeah, but I think that we've played so loose and fast with the term eco-tourism that I don't really like to use that term,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
you know. But yes, maybe the adventure traveler, even though that's defined very widely,
sure,
also. But I think it's basically this seasoned traveler, you know, whose trip it isn't the first, who has often built a knowledgeable background for his or her travels. And as I say, who's interested in other people, you know, and the way that they live, and also interested in learning. So maybe you could call it an edu-traveler, you know, because they want to learn. They both want to learn cultural history and natural history. So I think that's maybe often a more apt term. And they want to behave responsibly. So there you would get the eco part of that in.
It's a very different kind of traveler from the I just want to relax and let the cares drift away. You actually want to do something. You want to really fill your time.
Well, I think these travelers also, as I say, want to relax. They want to mix it up a bit,
yeah,
often. You know, they want to maybe have a you know, very fulfilling experience, and then also maybe be able to relax at the end of the day or at the end of their trip or something. So I don't think anything is really cut and dried. I think all people fall into a lot of categories. Maybe it's just like a ruling slide where you have,
uh-huh,
at one end you have this perfect adventure, edu, eco, whatever, traveler, and
uh-huh,
on the other, the people that just want to lie on a beach and drink beer. And most people fall somewhere on that slide, you know. And I think that is the interesting part about travel.
Olaf Atla, daughter of the Icelandic Tourist Board, is in Honolulu to deliver the keynote address at the 2017 Global Tourism Summit, Thursday at 9:30 at the Hawaii Convention Center. Her topic, Responsible Tourism, will emphasize the importance of a holistic approach to tourism.